This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine said on Tuesday its forces had recaptured villages from Russian troops north and northeast of Kharkiv, pressing a counteroffensive that could signal a shift in the war's momentum and jeopardize Russia's main advance. A defense ministry advisor said the successes were pushing Russian forces out of a range of Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city and located in the northeast, which has been under perpetual bombardment since the war began. Meanwhile, U.S. intelligence officials said Tuesday they believe Russian President Vladimir Putin will not be content with only a victory in eastern Ukraine, and he's preparing for a long conflict in the country. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking at a hearing focused on worldwide threats, U.S. Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines told the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee Tuesday they assess Putin's strategic goals in Ukraine have probably not changed, suggesting the Russian president regards the decision in late March to refocus Russian forces on Ukraine's eastern Donbass region as only a temporary shift to regain the initiative after the Russian military's failure to capture the capital, Kyiv, earlier in the invasion. Avril told lawmakers Putin most likely also judges that Russia has a greater ability and willingness to endure challenges than his adversaries. He's probably counting on U.S. and European Union resolve to weaken as food shortages, inflation, and energy prices get worse. Avril said the next few months could see the war in Ukraine moving along a more unpredictable and potentially escalatory trajectory. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Western countries believe that Putin had been hoping to announce a major victory for a holiday on Monday, marking the end of World War II. In the event, he did neither, calling on Russians to keep fighting, but giving no indication about any further strategy in Ukraine. This is VOA News. At an auction in New York, Andy Warhol's Shot Sage Blue Maryland sold for $195 million, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The vibrant 1964 silkscreen painting is a close-up of Marilyn Monroe with hair yellow, eyeshadow blue, and lips red on a rich blue background.
Arguably one of the most iconic pictures of the 20th century.
Bidders at Christie's in New York did not waste any time.
110 million, 120.
The bids went higher.
At 170. A little bit of tension in the room here.
And then
the general's bid, ladies and gentlemen, at 170 million for the Warhol is selling here. To you, sir.
The total price, $195 million. The buyer was not named. Alex Rotter at Christie says they could have gotten as much as $200 million.
It could have made anything, and I believe it's worth anything that somebody pays. Yeah.
It's the most expensive work by a U.S. artist ever sold at auction. I'm Ed Donahue.
Marcelo Pecci, a Paraguayan prosecutor known for his work in fighting organized crime, was killed on a Colombian tourism island on Tuesday, authorities from both countries said. Pecci and his wife were on their honeymoon, and they had announced her pregnancy on Instagram earlier on Tuesday. The wife told Paraguayan media the couple were approached by two men on a private beach connected to their hotel before her husband was shot. He had not received threats, she added. Pecci, 45, was known for his work on high-profile anti-money laundering and anti-drug cases. The investigation into the murder of a regional governor's daughter last year and the case against Brazilian footballer Ronaldinho, who was arrested trying to enter Paraguay with an altered Paraguayan passport in 2020. Colombia's national police chief said a delegation of Paraguayan police will arrive shortly to join an investigation. Tesla chief executive Elon Musk said Tuesday he would reverse Twitter's ban on former U.S. President Donald Trump. Musk, who's called himself a free speech absolutist, recently inked a $44 billion deal to acquire the social media platform. Twitter did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Recapping our top story, Ukraine said on Tuesday its forces had recaptured villages from Russian troops north and northeast of Kharkiv, pressing a counteroffensive that could signal a shift in the war's momentum and jeopardize Russia's main advance. A defense ministry advisor said the successes were pushing Russian forces out of a range of Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city, and located in the northeast. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.